Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Talk it! Come on, you yellows. Flying high below this Wembley archway sky today.
Welcome to The Original, the Talker United Yellow Army podcast brought to you each week by Guy Henderson and Richard Hughes of the Herald Express and Devon Live. We'll talk you through the latest news from Plainmoor. We'll chat to the people making the news around the club. You can find us in the Talker United channel on the Devon Live website, on Spotify and on iTunes. Welcome to the first Yellow Army podcast of the new era, Rich.
Well, is it?
It is. I think it's a new era.
Well, no, it's not the first one, though, is it? Because we did one last Friday.
But actually, I suppose you're right. I think of the new era being after Saturday's game.
What an extraordinary day Thursday was.
It was. We'll run through that in a minute as well. We talked to Aaron Downes in a minute. Aaron's first press conference
as interim manager.
We'll go and have that fairly quickly. And then we'll talk about last Saturday. We'll talk about next Saturday. We'll talk about the extraordinary lengths that the football family is going to help us, which is fabulous. But first, I just want to share something with you. You play Championship Manager occasionally, or Football Manager.
Occasionally, Football Manager, yeah.
My mate Neil, the Carefully Kid, as he'll be known to anybody who used to listen to our
Has he got a holster with guns and stuff?
He plays Football Manager a lot, and he is in the year 2357.
Okay.
He sent me a screen grab the other day. On October the 22nd, 2352nd, the following announcement popped up on his screen in his news feed. Talker United have appointed Gary Johnson as manager.
How old is Gary Johnson?
On the day. Well, I worked that out. He would be returning to manage his beloved Talker at the age of 400.
So it's a generational thing, isn't it? It's not the same one. It's maybe the same family.
333 years in the future. There you go. That actually happened in Football Manager last Thursday.
Fantastic.
Couldn't make it up. Let's. Should we stop nattering? Should we go?
Well, I think there's one thing that we should preempt during this interview for people to hear now, which is a good thing. Which is this morning, the payers have been played.
The payers have been played. Players have been paid.
Goodness gracious me.
You got so excited.
Yeah.
The wages.
The payers have been paid.
The wages
have gone through. They woke up this morning, the payers, and they saw their wages in their bank account. So I think that's a brilliant.
That's a good thing.
That's a good indication of, you know.
It feels very positive.
Yeah.
And you'll hear that coming through in the voice of the interim manager.
I just want, although I managed to actually stuff up the announcement, I just wanted people to know that before hearing the interview, because I think it's such an important thing.
Well, they'll remember it now. Yeah, they'll come back and say
the payers have been played.
Payers have been played. We'll be back on the other side of Aaron Downes.
So Aaron, first game in charge on Saturday as interim boss, bouncing atmosphere at Plainmoor, just couldn't quite get that result over the line, could we, despite taking that 2-0 lead?
Yeah, a really, really positive day for the football club and a fantastic atmosphere that a few of the players are commenting on as some of the best they've seen, especially at Torquay. One or two were saying rather, you know, like the Derby game and the Wrexham game of last season. So really, really positive and enjoyable atmosphere for everyone. It's a shame we felt a little bit gutted that we couldn't send everybody home with 3 points. From a performance we felt we should have got 3 points from, and we played well in certain aspects of it, definitely. So pleasing overall, and from what Thursday lunchtime brought us to then Saturday's afternoon was massive contrasting in emotions. So it was a really, really positive sort of end to the week of what had been quite a tough week for a few people.
And it really did show that in the position that Torquay United are in at the moment, how fantastic not only the Yellow Army are, but the football family in general. There was lots of fans from other clubs came to visit Playmore on Saturday to show their support, and really bolstered what was, as you say, a really good atmosphere on the day.
We can't underestimate and thank the footballing community enough for the support that's been shown in the last week or so, because the atmosphere was unbelievable, but the gestures shown by other football teams and football clubs and communities and sponsors of the club and everybody involved with the football club, that it was just phenomenal and really, really humbling and heartwarming, really, to have that such a the club's held in such high regard to so many people, and like I say, it was really humbling to be a part of it. So really positive day on Saturday, and now the dust has settled and everything, it's really important that we try and embrace and enhance that sort of feeling moving forward, because there really is a good sort of feeling at the moment with the club, and it's really positive, and we want to sort of keep that amongst the players, the staff, and also most importantly the supporters, and that comes with winning football matches as well.
Ace helping you out on the touchline on Saturday. You two seem to really get a good bond going on that touchline, and really good support out to the players on Saturday.
It's really important to understand Ace is obviously a player, still an important player to us, but he's somebody that's been at the club as long as I have. He knows the club, loves the club, so you've got two people that really understand what it means to represent this football club, that are sort of trying to get us going, I suppose. And Ace is a great standout for me. I've known him, say, 8-9 years, I suppose, for a long time. Won a league with him, won two leagues with him, one as a player, one as a coach. So he knows what it is, he knows football, so it's a real good standout for me. And obviously, I've still maintained as a player, but he's definitely a real good sounding board and advice for me, and someone I can lean on and help. And the players trust him, I trust him, so he's someone that's good to have by my side for this interim period.
And we saw more minutes for Kevin Dawson on Saturday, more minutes for Jack Stobbs coming off the bench, and also the return to under the scoring sheet of Brad Ash and Aaron Jarvis together for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah, the squad's looking good, looking positive. We've got a lot of people back fit, and we've got one or two, like, hopefully that's the start of Jarvis and Brad, with a good little bit of run of form. They're both fantastic players, and they've done really well Saturday, and they're going to be really important for us moving forward. So they're great. It's great to have them too in good form. Dawes is different class for us. He brings a real experience, vocalness, aggressiveness, a real good leader in the middle of the park for us, and someone we've missed. And so it's great having him back, and obviously he's come to be the best winger in the league. So having him available and the delivery that he provides and the physical attributes he's got is fantastic. So having those at our disposal is unbelievable. It's really good. So it's great to have them boys on board. The squad's, like I said, here looking really good. There's only lapse. He's just took a little knock, so he's out. Obviously, he was suspended in the week, but he would have been out anyways for Saturday's game. So he's not long, but he's out at the minute for we're not quite sure, but a short period of time. It's not going to be long at all. And then Ace is alongside helping me out. He's still doing his sort of work in and around all that. So he's not me and Miles Bailey. He's probably a week or two away. Ace. And then Finn, unfortunately, his hamstring injury was quite significant, so we might not see Finn again for the rest of the season. But it's been disappointing for Finn personally, because he was really good early on in the season, and no doubt that he'll recover from this no problem and have a good career, because he's a great young man, and he's a good footballer as well. So unfortunate for him, but we'll make sure we support him in the right way and make sure he's got every chance of recovering comfortably and going on and fulfilling a good career, which I know he'll have.
Back on the road on Saturday then, and for all the mileage that was clocked up during February with away games, more of a local one this weekend with Weymouth, another team that have provided a great gesture to the club for £5 every away ticket sold. We'll come back to Torquay United, so a great gesture. But that friendliness stops for the 90 minutes on the pitch on Saturday, doesn't it? And they're going to be a tough opponent to break down nonetheless.
Yeah, good side. You know, Bobby's got them really competitive. I went and watched them Tuesday night, and you know, before we got onto the football, it must be really said that that is a, you know, an unbelievable gesture from their chairman. I seeked him out and thanked him personally on behalf of the football club, because he's not going to be there Saturday. But an unbelievable gesture from the chairman and the football club. I know the Supporters Trust of Weymouth absolutely agreed with what they were doing. So it's they backed it, and so was Bobby, the manager. So they know what it means to be in the position we're in. So their gesture is not gone unnoticed, and we really thank them. So thank you very much for that. It's really good. And as you say, it does stop. So watch them Tuesday night. Good side. They got good resilience, because they're coming back from sort of 2-1 down to a really good St Albans team, as we found out 2 weeks ago, and to get a draw, where they probably feel a little bit unlucky, because they actually got in front in the last minute of the game. So it was a good game, and one we feel we know a lot about them, we know everything they need to know about them. So it's a case of making sure we focus on us a little bit. This is a very cliche, so apologies about that, but it is really important that we focus on us and make sure that we do our role, and make sure that we put on a performance that's going to warrant what I believe is going to be a fantastic away following. And again, before we kick a ball, thank everybody for their support in going down. It's their support is helping Weymouth, but it's helping us out massively as well. It's going to really help the people in our football club that mean so much to all of us. You know, the dedicated support staff that I must say have been phenomenal this last week. You know, the news that they heard on Thursday could have absolutely been devastating and broken a few people, and you're one of them, Ian. So we all know what it's been like this last week, but the resilience, the character, the support, the understanding that our staff on and off the pitch have shown this week has been unbelievable. It's been very humbling. So credit to all them. So hopefully we can put on a performance that worthies the support that they've shown to this football club and their dedication, because they didn't know they were going to get paid today. That's the reality of it. They're waking up. The support from the people above has been unbelievable as well, by the way. And you know, to pay our wages this month has been you know, hard for them. They've had to work very hard to secure that for us, but the understanding that the staff has shown and the togetherness that's come of this has been phenomenal, and I can't thank everybody enough, and I just really hope that we can show the gratitude to them by putting the performance that we can all be in this together, literally.
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. How big a step up have you found in the last week, just going from number two to number one, as it were?
There's certain elements that have changed. There's certain things that you have to change and bring in, of course, and you've got to make sure that you keep a certain element of continuity, so it's not completely changed massively. But there's also, you've got to show to a certain degree that I've got ideas of my own as well. I've not found Monday to Friday. Well, I say Friday. I had Friday. So I didn't find it completely overwhelming. I feel that I've had a great grounding in being number two, and so and I was able to be part of a lot of things, see a lot of things, so I knew what sort of needed to happen. So it was just a case of trying to implement one or two things on the pitch and try and focus on that, so and then deal with things this week, sort of thing. You know, that was first and foremost in my mind. So I felt relatively comfortable. I've enjoyed it. But the most important thing is what I've tried to do is make sure that there's in place an outlet for the players to ask questions, to find out, because there's certain elements that are non-football that there's a worry about. So it's been really important to set up that sort of support network for them, that if they've got something they need to know, then I can be that person that can go and ask for them. So that well-being of them has been paramount to me. So that's been the most important thing this week, rather than focusing on me stepping up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because I mean, you are a relatively young squad. I'm pretty sure very few, if any of them, have been through anything like this. How is the squad as a whole coping with the situation?
I can't praise them enough, is what I'll say. Again, they're a big part of the club that weren't sure what was going to happen this morning when we woke up. We were sure that they were going to be in there, but there's still that element of doubt. And then, we did get paid, which was great, and the work behind the scenes to put that into action was fantastic. But I can't praise the players enough of how they've handled themselves to go and put a performance on Saturday and show so much dedication and commitment and passion. Was a proud moment for them, for the club, for me. But they've handled themselves real professionally and real, I suppose, humanely. Really, you know, like they've all been empathetic to each other, because we are all in the same position. So yeah, it's really I can't praise them enough.
We understand there are quite a number of interested parties. Obviously, I can't ask you about that. But in a way, is the club sort of in the shop window? Is what you do out on the pitch important to show prospective owners, look, this is Torquay United, this is what we can do?
I take that responsibility on myself, but that's not been portrayed to me, that sort of thing. But I do know that there is there's a certain element of eyes on us, of course, and prospective owners are watching and seeing what's going on. Of course they are. And it's important that we put on a good spectacle for everybody, for supporters, for future buyers, but also for the players to try and enjoy their football as well and play with a bit of freedom. So it's trying to get the balance right. It's trying to win football matches as well. But yeah, there is that element of, you know, that we are on show. We're exposed a little bit and on show, but rather than take that as a pressure, that we're trying to embrace and trying to enjoy ourselves at the same time.
Brilliant. Thank you, Aaron. Best of luck.
I think you've covered most of the bases, but we were talking about, we were here this time last week chatting to you and to Gary about football matters, and we didn't have any inkling that anything was coming. Was it just a complete bolt out of the blue for you at lunchtime?
I've been asked this question, and it's I have to be careful in answering it, because you know the answer, but it's very difficult, because it's very, what I don't want to do is lay an element of blame anywhere, and by me answering that question, it might be perceived to be that, because there's no bitterness or ill feeling from anybody. It's a situation that arose unexpectedly, definitely, and what the most important thing is not necessarily how it's happened, it's now how I react. So now what we're trying to do is put in place, the club's working extremely hard behind the scenes to get the most positive outcome possible, and I believe that that is happening, and I believe there will be something positive come of this, for sure. But it's important that we embrace the support we're getting, and that we try as best as we can to put on some performances, that's my role anyways, that warrants the support that we're getting at the moment, and try and end this season as best as we can, because I feel there's still not, it's not done. Yeah, it's not done.
And on the pitch, the atmosphere before the kickoff on Saturday was absolutely bouncing. It was a tremendous atmosphere, the players coming across from the pop side, etc. When it's that hyper, do you tell them to calm down a bit, or do you just tell them to go out and ride that and go with it?
Embrace it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. You know, because football's a short game. You know, it's from what they've had in the previous weeks, for whatever reason, it was just a relief for him to go out and just really enjoy it, you know, because it can change quick. I hope it doesn't, but it can change quick at times, and football's a short career. You know, I still think I can play, but I can't, unfortunately, and the days are gone. But you do miss it when you're not playing. So go and enjoy it. Days like that, you've got to enjoy. So it's not a case of, you know, calm them down so much. It's a case of embrace it. Use that electricity that's in the stadium to power us on. And I felt we did it for most parts. The frustrating thing is not to win the football match, because it would have been the fairy tale ending, I suppose. And because it's only just the start, but it would have been a fitting end to the week. But we still left being clapped off. We still left sort of the team that was looking to go and win it against an opposition that are higher up the table. So I felt there was definitely some positives to take from it on and off the pitch.
So there, it's official. The payers have been played.
The payers have been played. Good to hear from Aaron. He's obviously very upbeat.
Yeah, it was a good interview, wasn't it?
Good interview.
I'd like to point out that we've been moved to the toilets.
That's why it was a bit echoey. Well, that's
it's always been echoey in that big room anyway, yeah. But now we've been moved to the toilets.
If it sounded as if we were recording in Kent's Cavern, we were actually in one of the little changing rooms.
It's a little changing room with two stalls in it. Yeah. It is.
The reason for that is because the big room that we used to use is now a players' area.
Yeah, so that's where the players congregate rather than in the changing room. So when they come into the South Devon College facility, they now have that big room to be able to go in.
Yeah, they're in and we're
eat their toast or whatever, or whatever they're going to do. Yeah,
exactly as it should be.
They're in, we're out.
Yep, we had a good chat with Kevin Dawson.
Yeah, we did.
In. Off the record, no recordings made, but we can say he's really up for this. He enjoyed Saturday a lot. And if you ever wanted to talk to a player who is absolutely up for this,
it was him.
Kevin Dawson.
Yeah. Absolute target playoffs.
Yeah.
We can do this.
That's the attitude that you want.
Yeah.
Let's have a little run back over last Thursday, because the timeline was confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we were there. I wasn't trying to trip Aaron up with that question, by the way.
No.
But we were there.
No,
I
don't think he thought you were.
We were baffled because this time last Thursday, we were sitting there talking football with Gary Johnson and Aaron Downs.
Oh, I forgot to turn my airplane mode on. Never mind.
Nobody minds a few little
bits. No.
And there was no inkling whatsoever of what was to come. And then at midday, press release dropped.
Yep.
I was up in Exeter.
I was just putting to bed the last week's podcast, Thursday's podcast. It was literally edited and it was going along the super information highway to Daniel to put up on online.
I was pulling into the car park at Radio X in Exeter when my phone went in the car and it was Hayden. He said, "Is it true? Is this true? Do you know?" And I didn't have a clue. He was way ahead of me, as he usually is. And so I went and found out, and the wheels of local press started moving quite quickly then. Then at 5:30, when I was sitting in a Torbay Council meeting, my phone started going wild again.
Yeah.
Because Gary Johnson had left by mutual consent. So I ended up writing that one as well in a bit of a hurry.
We all did, I left the pub at that point. I'd managed to get through quite a lot of copy after the announcement of the club, of Clark leaving the club, and I thought, I deserve a pint. I'd been up there for about 35 minutes, and I had to leave half a pint behind and come straight back home again. Yeah.
That's drastic, leaving half a pint behind. Always annoys me when they do that on soap operas. Nobody leaves beer behind.
No, not unless Gary Johnson quits. But quits is the wrong word, I apologise. By all accounts, he just felt the time was right to walk away, because Saturday's atmosphere, if Gary was still there were still elements of wanting Gary gone, and I think he just thought time.
If he had stayed, it may have given the impression that nothing had changed.
Yeah.
Whereas that moves us quite neatly then into the extraordinary day that we had on Saturday.
Yes.
The Wasn't atmosphere it? Was bouncing.
Yeah.
Spoke to a lot of Argyle fans before the game. You know, Torquay fans were going up and thanking them for coming. Argyle fans saying, "That's all right, we'll be back." There's March the 23rd is going to be Devon Day. They've been posting
Devon Day,
online
is it?
Today.
Yeah.
Exeter are away. Argyle are not playing because it's an international break.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, "Well, let's go and watch Torquay because we're at home to
Hampton and Richmond.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know it's one of those. It's one of those double barrel teams beginning with H. It's Hampton.
Or was it? Or is it Havant and Waterlooville?
It's Hampton and Richmond. Yeah. You're right. I had to have a quick look in my diary. And that's going to be a big day as well. Mm. But Saturday was everything that we wanted it to be. Everything. To be fair, the protesters from the last few weeks have got what they wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted Johnson out.
Yeah.
They wanted Osborne out.
Yeah.
And they've now got what they wanted. It's now up to them what they do with it.
Yeah.
It's now up to us as the Torquay United family what we do with it.
Yeah.
We count ourselves as members of that.
Should we talk about the game?
Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about football for a change.
Yeah.
2-2 draw.
2-2 draw. We were Desmond. 2-0 up.
But Desmond, yeah, it was a Desmond. What did we say it was going to be with Desmond? We were 2-0 up. Aaron Jarvis, his first goal since October the 24th. Yeah.
Great goal.
Western Supermare.
Yeah.
Great goal. Looked better actually on TV than it did from a long way away on the pop side. A
hint of us impeding the goalkeeper about it, but never mind.
But
we've had plenty of that.
We have. Brad Ash, his first since December the 5th.
Yeah.
So our two strikers both scoring. Great performances all over the pitch. Ronnie Nelson, I thought, was excellent.
He was.
6'5" defender. Good touch for a big man.
Sorry about that again.
Thought he played well. But I thought, just off the pitch again, Andy Fidakevic, who runs one of the turnstiles, I always have a chat with him on the way in, and he said, and I think it's the best description yet, this is like lancing a boil.
Yeah, well, I use that in the headline on your...
On your
quickly ordered column.
My cobbled together column. And it was. I mean, there'd been that pressure and the pain and the discomfort that had been building up and suddenly gone.
Yeah.
Like
having a bad tooth removed or something.
Absolutely. It's a shame that we didn't win the game.
Yeah. It was a shame that it was a penalty. It was a penalty. By all accounts.
It was an unwise challenge from Austin Booth.
Although the move should have been broken down before.
Plenty of chances to clear it.
Yeah. So that was 2-1. You knew he was going to put it away, didn't you, as soon as the referee pointed to the spot. And then frustrating that you lose 3 points because some fellas just picked up the ball 30 yards out and scored a worldie.
A goal,
I mean, no one was going to stop that.
No, he just leathered it.
And he probably won't score a better goal than that in his career.
Well, Mark Halstead could not have got any nearer to it.
No.
But there you go. 2-2. It's
had our chances afterwards.
Yeah, we did.
Dan Martin missed a good one.
He did. I felt for him a little bit.
I think Aaron had a couple of chances that I think a fitter Aaron might have put away. Interesting.
But there you go. 2-2. It was... As I said in that piece that I did for the Herald, a 2-2 draw with Avely would have been much differently received if Gary had still been in charge.
It would have done, yeah.
It wouldn't have been satisfactory. But strangely, it was. And it was. I'm not arguing that it was.
Yes.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
We begin a new era. Aaron seems to have enjoyed it. Aaron Down seems to have really enjoyed that game.
He comes across really well, doesn't he? That interview was really good. He's careful what he says, but he says a bit more than Gary used to.
Mm.
He was completely clear with the players that are available on Saturday.
We'll come to that in a minute.
You know, it was a good interview. And I've spoken to him twice on the phone since this all kicked off. And picked up almost immediately. Really happy to talk to me.
And the payers have been played.
I'm never going to live that down.
I tell you what was quite fun at the end as well, because the players all came over to the pop side and Aaron came over and the fans cajoled him, and they had to cajole him into doing a little fist pump.
Yeah, you see, the Gary's legacy isn't gone, is it?
He wasn't going to do it. Yeah. I mean, Aaron was giving it the hand gesture. No, really, lads, you know, that's the gaffer, it's not mine. But the pop side wouldn't let him go until he'd done it.
They wouldn't let it lie.
And he did do it.
Excellent stuff. I didn't realise I had the head down, still finish off the report at that point. But it was a good reception by the... I mean, 3,640 odd people there, and I don't think that many of them were from Avely. So it was a great reception for the players when they came out.
Let's talk a little bit about the response from other football clubs and other sources. There was a guy on social media the other day who says that he's in Canada but he follows English football. He's seen the stories about us, so he bought a ticket for Bristow's bench.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to be there, but he bought a ticket.
Ghost tickets, they're ghost called. Tickets. Yeah, which is a new term to me, but it's great. I mean, what better way of putting money into the club, because it's not going to cost the club anything.
Mm-hmm.
To process, I guess it's just an automatic process, and you know they're getting all of that money.
Plymouth Argyle, of course, magnificent response from the Green Army. We'd expect nothing less these days, to be honest. We've had, you know, good times with the Green Army. One of their fans actually was saying that there was a time way back in the day, which I must confess I've forgotten, where we all went down and supported them.
Yeah.
And they've done it for us before.
And we've done it for Exeter as well, haven't we?
Yeah. And would again.
Yeah.
And would again. Because, I mean, this just kind of concentrates the mind a little bit. We all have the banter, particularly with Exeter. And Exeter fans and that, and you know, sometimes it gets a little bit out of hand, but push comes to shove.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all in this together, exactly. Aren't we?
Yeah.
Didn't George Osborne say that?
Maybe.
Long silence. Yeah. We're all in this together. Yeah. Weymouth are giving £5 for every Torquay fan.
I think this is a great thing, although they might make more money themselves out of it by having more people at the game.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. It's that works.
Good initiative for both clubs, I think.
Because don't forget, Weymouth themselves were absolutely on their uppers a few years back.
On their what?
On their uppers.
Oh, I thought you could say something else.
And there's a book about it. I've forgotten the name of the book now. Julian did flag it up for me.
Is it called On Their Uppers?
Yeah, it should be. the recovery of Weymouth from almost going out of business.
Yeah.
But they obviously see a bit of themselves in us now.
Absolutely.
And it's really appreciated. Paul Maitland, their chairman, came up with a message. That's the postman.
That was the postman delivering letters.
Dog didn't bark.
No.
Well, he's obviously a bit...
Mine would be going mental right now.
Cool. And there was an ice cream man on social media who is giving money for every ice cream to Torquay United.
Wow.
An ice cream man.
They're yellow and blue.
There was a picture of a yellow and blue ice cream.
Brilliant.
To be honest, I'm not going to take him up on that. The yellow's probably okay. The not blue sure about is the probably blue. A bubblegum kind of a flavour, which, Whoa. No, that's not for grown-ups like us, mate. But the ice cream man, there was an ice cream van outside the ground back when the weather was warmer, so if it's him, fair play.
Well done, yeah.
Supporters Trust membership leapt up.
Yeah, from about 400 to about 700.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Gone well. I discovered, thanks to the Supporters Trust, that my membership had lapsed, so I've renewed that one again.
Did it lapse then?
It did, but it probably... You know, every
probably
now and then...
Probably change of a card or something when your card gets updated, yeah.
Every now and then you have a purge of your standing orders, don't you?
Yeah.
Your direct debits. And I think probably when I left the Herald, I had a purge of all my monthly subscriptions.
Yeah.
And Tust probably went the way of that.
Mm.
So, but I'm back in again now. So good to get that back going again. There's still no word, though, is there, on who's going to come in and buy us?
No, there isn't. But the fact that the payers have been played... I had to think about how to say it wrong, then. And the fact that there are, according to a couple of good sources, so I've got people in the building talking to the administrators.
Yeah.
Let's clear that up first. Administrators have been in the building since Thursday. Working with the club, and by the club, I suggest it's still George Osborne and
George Osborne.
Did you? Because you said it just now, George Edwards.
Did I?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
No, well, you actually referred to George Osborne.
Oh no! Oh yes, of course I did.
Yeah, yeah. So that's put that
this
in
is
my
confusing.
Head. Yeah, I know. So anyway, so I by the club, I think people mean George Edwards. And then the administrators.
It's interesting you should say that, because the administrators haven't actually been appointed,
no.
have they?
No. And I think that is first and foremost. It does take a little while for the legal bits and pieces to be signed off and everything, and administrators to be appointed. Doesn't mean they're not there in the building trying to stop the club even from going into administration. The big thing that we want to avoid is that 10 point loss of points, which will put us into a relegation scrap rather than a promotion push. And if we do go into administration, then that happens.
Yeah, there's no appealing that.
You go into administration, you lose 10 points. So that puts us in a relegation scrap. So that automatically makes the club less valuable to new owners.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think because some interested parties came in quite quickly, and due diligence is now going through, etc., and the club have admitted that people have signed non-disclosure.
So they can't talk to us about it.
Yeah, they can't talk to anyone about it, apart from maybe their mum on a nightly phone call. But even that's probably... You're not supposed to do that, are you? But the fact that people have come in quite quickly and are considered serious prospective new owners means that I think the administrators would prefer to keep the club out of administration while that's happening.
I get that.
Because the club's more valuable.
And once you go into administration, certain legal requirements kick in. There's less flexibility, isn't there?
Transfer embargo goes with it as well, which you pointed out last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's serious stuff. On the slightly lighter side, I just put a little ring around it in my notebook. Social media from the club in the last week has been outstanding.
Whoever wrote that little ditty about seeing old friends again.
Yeah.
What did you do on yesterday and saw old friends? That was a nicely written little piece.
Yeah.
Speaking from a man who's doing a master's in creative writing, I thought that was very good.
Oh, good. Good, good. I liked the tongue-in-cheek property ad.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was tongue-in-cheek, but it was shared however many times. It was viewed a quarter of a million times. And a lot of people hashtagged or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Some important people in the Hollywood business.
Come and take it on.
I think people. Someone found Hugh Jackman in a yellow and blue suit.
Is he a fan of Heidi High?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
In case you didn't see it, it was a property ad which basically said for sale.
Mm.
Seaside Football Club, and listed all our assets and put the club's phone number at the bottom, and it was like a property ad.
Mm.
And it was really nicely done, but the social media from the club, it kind of probably doesn't get appreciated as much as it should do. It had fallen victim to the overall oppressive atmosphere.
Yeah, of course it had,
up until last week.
Yeah.
And it's like emerging from a chrysalis after last Friday. They've been brilliant. So well done to the club.
They had been criticised a bit every week on the post that sort of was the little poll as to if Torquay would win, draw or lose. They did this on a sort of Friday or Friday night, Saturday morning or whatever it was, every week. And in the past month or so, the winning thing of the poll has been, 78% lose, etc.
Yeah.
Well, this week it was 78% or whatever it was win.
We're all more positive, aren't we? Let's have a think about Weymouth, the Bob Lucas Stadium on Saturday. Weymouth are currently 17th in the league. Torquay 11th, would be 19th if we take a 10-point hit.
Yep.
So that makes the game significant for all kinds of reasons, doesn't it? Good news from Aaron that injuries are clearing up.
Yep. So, no Tom Lapsley, he got a knock. He was actually hobbling slightly when he was wandering around playing more on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
So, even though he was suspended, I don't think he would have featured in that game. And he won't feature Saturday.
Day after tomorrow.
Ollie
Tomlinson might.
Tomlinson's back fit.
Yeah.
Aaron was clear. The only injuries are Tom Lapsley, Asa Hall, who's got a couple of weeks.
Finney Crask.
And then he's revealed that Finney Crask is out for the season.
Yeah.
With a bad hamstring injury.
He's missed a lot of football this season.
It's a shame for the lad.
He's a good player.
Decent player, yeah.
As Aaron said as well, hopefully recovery and a long and fruitful football career for Finney, but this has been a season
possibly not anymore with Torquay United because we don't know what's going to happen at the end of the season.
That's the big imponderable as well, isn't it? That's the elephant in the room, is if you're the new owner of Torquay United, if Richard Hughes consortium takes on Torquay United, have you got the funds to keep us full time?
Well, you've promised them, Guy.
Okay. Dave Thomas wrote a very good piece this week about it as well, saying if you're going to get out of this league, you have to stay full time.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that, the other side of that coin is, if you're a local business consortium, can you afford it?
Exactly. So we these questions are all stuff that we really can't answer until we know who is interested, really, or who's taking on the club. There are names out there that I'd rather not take over the club. I think, I'm not going to say who it is, but I think one of them is going around the rumour mill at the moment. I'd rather that person wasn't involved. However,
and again, if you go into administration, I don't know if there's a responsibility to take the best offer.
I said to you in the car, didn't I? I don't really want us to go from the kettle into the kettle.
Yeah.
if that makes any sense, might not be going into the frying pan, but into another kettle.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? It's really difficult. Let's get back to Saturday anyway. Weymouth, they had a good result against St Albans.
Yes,
Tuesday.
Yes.
Having had three defeats before that, they've got a lad that we've seen play quite a bit, a chap called Malachi Linton, who was at Yeovil.
Yeah.
He's ended up at Weymouth, not quite sure how, but he's a decent player. And they've got Keelan O'Connell.
Of course they have.
Had a good game against us.
Yeah. Frustratingly.
Very frustrating. We beat them 3-1 on December the 5th. Brett McGavin, Brad Ash and Lewis Collins.
Well, of course, Brad Ash is a former Weymouth player. So let's hope he's got those kind of like ideas about paying them back. People always come to play more who have played for Torquay and score against us, don't they? They always do.
They always play well against us. Like, who's the captain... Oh, the Dover captain. Now, we had him as a defender last season and his name's gone completely out of my head.
I can't remember.
Anyway, he's playing really well for Dover now. Yeah. My memory of that Weymouth game on December the 5th was that it was extremely physical.
Yes, yes.
Weymouth came a game plan which involved some of the dark arts of football. Yeah. Not criticising them, especially not, you know, the gesture that they've given us financially is fantastic. But we did lose. After that game, we lost Tom Lapsley for 6 games and Brad Ash for 6 games from injuries suffered during that game. So Torquay have got to somehow rise above whatever that throws at them.
The next 3 games are so important because they're all against teams in and around that relegation zone.
And the next 3 games are, we're at home on the 9th. We're at home to Dartford.
Yep.
Who gave us an awful hiding up there. And then we're at home to Taunton on the 12th, aren't we?
Yeah. At least we're at home to Taunton.
Yeah.
Because if we've still got to play Taunton away.
2 more games called off up there this week.
I think I worked it out now properly. It's 17 games that they need to play on that pitch. I did have a chat with Paul Watton this week for the Cornish papers that I do. And he's very frustrated.
I can imagine.
Obviously. But he does think that once it dries out, the pitch is good enough to cope with 3 games a week.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, Truro's game against Hemel Hempstead was called off last Saturday.
Yeah.
Taunton's game against Western Supermare was called off on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's raining out there again.
It is.
I'm not sure who's at home. I presume it's...
It'll be one of the two of them,
Taunton, probably, at home this Saturday, if Truro were at home last Saturday. You can't see the pitch recovering very much, but... Let's hope it does.
Well, fingers crossed for them, because otherwise it's going to be a very strange end to the season. Well, Truro was still talking about going back to Cornwall next season, so they just need to get through this one and stay up.
But the league will have to step in, surely.
The league agreed it.
Yeah, but with all these games off and the fact that we're going to be Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday on a pitch that can't really take it, something's going to have to happen there.
Interesting.
Otherwise... All the teams who are battling for promotion and relegation
are going to be affected.
Are going to be waiting for games up there, and not good enough.
Not good enough, says Guy.
Do you want to hear about some ex-goals?
Go on, let's do that one.
Olaf Kinsella.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people have been talking about Olaf this week as being a player who Torquay maybe let go when they shouldn't have done, and maybe has a future back at Playmore. Who knows?
Can't see it.
Scored for Dorchester in a 2-2 draw with Hendon.
Dorchester aren't pulling up trees.
They're not.
No.
And so consequently, Olaf presumably isn't lumberjacking it much either.
No.
Okay.
I mean, he's scoring some goals, but not as many as you would hope he would at that level.
Maybe his ship has sailed then.
Maybe.
We shall see. Southern Premier South, 2 ex-goals on the score sheet as Hanwell. Lost 2-1 at home to Swindon Supermarine. Elliot Bennion scored for Hanwell.
Yep.
And Jake Andrews got a penalty.
Did he?
Swindon Supermarine.
Interesting.
And you'll be delighted to know that Mo Touré has scored again for the Warrington Rylands.
Brilliant.
Although they did get hammered at home by Gainsborough Trinity 4-1.
Yeah.
And Danny Mills got two for Dulwich Hamlet when they beat Cheshunt 4-2 in front of a massive crowd. I didn't write down the crowd, but it was getting on for a 3,000 crowd, I think. Dulwich Hamlet playing in front of a massive crowd.
Yeah.
That's in the Isthmian Premier.
Interesting.
Where Wingate and Finchley are in fourth place, you know.
Are they? Are you going to see them?
I might. I'm up in London this weekend. That's why I can't go to Weymouth. And Wingate and Finchley are at home to Hastings on Saturday afternoon.
The Battle of Hastings.
Well, if we stay in National League South, and if Wingate and Finchley stay on the upward trajectory that they're on at the moment, we'd end up playing them next season.
Crikey Moses. Isn't it weird, though, that... I know everyone wants us to go up and be promoted, but suddenly there's not so much worry about being in the National League South next season.
No.
Because the threat of not being in it is and being in the Southern League is actually there if administration happens.
And the threat of extinction altogether.
Yeah, exactly.
Being in the National League South for another year is a lot better than
not being around at all.
Not being around.
Yeah.
And did you say last week that if we did become a Phoenix club, which incidentally I spoke to a couple of people from the Supporters Trust, nobody really wants us to become a Phoenix club, you know, it's all very trendy and you know,
no one really wants that,
but least of all the Supporters Trust. They would very much like to see this headed off long before that happens.
So I've been around football when there have been Phoenix clubs start out at a lower level.
Well, stop you there, Richard. What do we actually mean by a Phoenix club? This is a phrase that we bandy.
Well, a Phoenix club is a club that isn't any way associated with the former club and is a brand new club, but takes on the same name or takes on the history of the former club. So probably it has to be a different name as well. So it would probably be AFC Torquay United or something like that. I'll use the example of Rushton and Diamonds, which became, I can't remember what they're Phoenix name was. I was at their first game as a Phoenix club. Now, that was away at... I can't remember the name of the club. It was a club I used to cover, one of the smaller clubs I used to cover up in Cambridgeshire. And they started at that level as
and
a Phoenix club.
It happens
and
when
that
they...
would, and that level is determined by the FA. They look at the club... They look at the size of the former club and they go, yeah, you need to start there.
So the likelihood for us would be Southern League first?
Probably Western League.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Probably Western League. Could even be below that.
Yeah. And it only happens when the historic club, the heritage club, has been liquidated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once it's gone. Then the Phoenix club starts.
The thing is with a Phoenix club at Torquay is we probably end up, a Phoenix club would probably end up playing at Playmore.
Yeah.
So
you'd be playing Western League games.
Yeah. There's no way that they'd go straight into the Southern League. That's too high.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's hope it never comes to that. But if it does, we know that the will from the Torquay United family is there to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's hope the means are there as well. Serious podcast this week, right?
Yeah.
Not many laughs in the podcast this week.
No, good spoonerism, but normally
good spoonerism,
laughs.
Good spoonerism, yes. Well, at least the payers have been played. That's the best thing. And we've mixed up our Clark Osborne.
I've got George a title Edwards. For this podcast, by the way.
We've mixed up Clark Osborne, George Edwards and George Osborne.
We have, yeah.
One of them's a fine chance.
I have to say that having two people in a serious newsy week to write about, and one being called Clark Osborne and one being called George Edwards, it's been difficult not to write accidentally a couple of times George Osborne.
When you're working at speed, it does happen.
Yeah, I've put some words away this week, I tell you.
Please don't go back and check my copy. I've done it. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the first press conference with Aaron Downes as interim manager.
Yeah, it was good.
Which was good.
In the toilet.
Very.
I love the way he relegated us to the toilet straight away. Put us in our place.
Yeah, players can have that. This is the right way to do it.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Players can have that area, you guys in the toilet.
Yeah.
That's it. Quite exactly as it should be. If you're off to Weymouth on Saturday, have a safe trip. Give them a cheer for me because I can't be there. And we'll be back next week with another Yellow Army podcast.
Yeah, and well done to everyone for pulling together this last week. I think it's been shown shown Torquay, you know, really, really good light. Absolutely. The club and the fans.
Well, we'll have a chorus. Join in out there in podcast land.
Yeah.
Come on, you yellows.
Come on, you yellows. Flying high below the Wembley archway sky today. Come on, you yellows. Full of pride, buckle up for the ride of yellows.